Hello and a warm welcome to the Happy Hormones podcast. I'm Nikki Williams, award-winning nutritionist, author, speaker, mum, and founder of Happy Hormones for Life, helping women of all ages to improve their health and feel better than ever. Let's get into today's episode. Today, I'm chatting with one of our clients, Katie Walton, who signed up for our comprehensive testing package last year. She happily agreed to tell us her story in the hope of inspiring other women to seek help and improve their health too. I loved hearing about how she improved her symptoms and was able to launch her new dream business. Hope you enjoy this episode. So, Katie, welcome.
Hello there.
Hi. Tell us a little bit about what you were struggling with before you came to work with us.
Well, I have always been fit most of my life. So when I didn't want to exercise anymore, I thought, what is going on? And I just thought maybe it's, I'd recently got divorced. I've got two small children. I had to move house a couple of times. So I just thought it's all that stress. You know, I'll just go out for a run, do some more exercise, and that will sort everything out, because that's always what used to happen to me, and I was fine. And this was about 2 years ago. I'm almost 49 now. So yeah, 46 was kind of that age where things began to go a bit wrong for me. I had dreadful anxiety, like literally up to my neck. So breathing, I was shallow breathing, couldn't sleep. And then sleep became the big issue for me, because I either could not go to sleep or I couldn't stay asleep. It was one or the other. And then that creates more anxiety, that you know what it's like. And then with all the sleep issues came the brain fog and the forgetfulness and the lethargy. But then I had sort of the tingling hands symptom, which was bizarre. Didn't know what was going on there. And really sore hips. And I was getting headaches, and I never, ever get headaches. So I was beginning to piece all these things together, but I still didn't know what it was. And I thought maybe it's just stress, just got to deal with the stress. But I don't deal with stress very well. And I just thought, well, I'll just have some coffee to keep going. So I was probably having a good four cups of coffee a day. And then, of course, that impacts the sleep. So I was going round and round in circles, and I was beginning to read around the subject when I came across you and your book, and then it all began to click into place. So I thought, right, I'm going to attack this. If I think of something, I normally go for it. So I'm going to do all the tests, every single test on offer through Nikki, and find out exactly what's going on, and then I can solve all these problems. So that's what I did.
And what did we discover?
Well, I did the gut test, I did the hormones test, I did the blood test, and the DNA test. So starting, I guess, with the gut test, so I was having lots of bloating and cramping, and I felt sick quite a lot of the time. I guess it was just inflammation, really, in that area.
Yeah.
It was to do with the stress. Mm-hmm. So I had to manage the stress, increase my fibre, and pro and prebiotics, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And what did the hormones come out with?
The hormones was the classic, which didn't really surprise me, but it was good to see it written down in black and white, was high cortisol levels, believe it or not, and way above the range where the adrenaline should be. And that, of course, was what was happening with my sleep. I was wide awake at 2. And if I was wide awake at 2 a.m., I was never going to get back to sleep after that. Right. But also, I am a poor estrogen metabolizer. Is that correct?
Yes. Explain what that means, like in layman's terms.
I think what I've realized is that obviously with the age and the hormones are now adjusting, I still have my monthly cycle. So that's why I didn't really put two and two together. But my estrogen levels are low and my progesterone levels are low. So this imbalance is going on. And that was leading to my low mood and my lethargy. I was kind of gaining weight as well. When a personal trainer like me gains weight, it becomes a bit scary, because you're like, well, I'll just exercise more and more and I'll eat less. And then completely the wrong thing to do. But at least there was a sort of solution to that. And that was to try and bring down that anxiety, that inflammation, and level out all the hormones.
So what did you actually do? What did you have to change?
I had to get rid of the coffee. That was the big thing for me. And I thought that I was only glued together by coffee. Coffee and sugar and a couple of glasses of wine at night. It sounds dreadful, but that's what I was doing. As a single mom, I was trying to do everything. I was trying to keep three jobs going, bring the money in, do the house, do the school run, look after the children. So I just thought, how am I going to do all of this with all that going on? But you have to just go, come on, sort it out. Here is the evidence, and it's telling you what you need to do.
And what did you find out in the blood test?
So the blood test results were actually all very encouraging, except for one major thing, which was it showed up that I had thyroid antibodies present. So my TSH levels were okay, but my T4 and T3 levels were at the lower end of the range. And that was, well, it wasn't so surprising because my mother had actually suffered with thyroid issues. But I guess that was why the weight gain was happening and the sluggishness and the insomnia. So that was a big part of what I'm trying to address. And the right types of foods now have got to help with that, help with the thyroid.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have found that out from going to the doctors because your TSH was normal and your T4 and 3 were within range, but we knew that they were borderline and sort of sitting in the bottom. That is when, you know, we want to look at your antibodies and work out whether there's any weakness in that pathway. But it's not something you get told at the doctors. You would have just been told that you were normal.
Exactly that. And so it was just really interesting to find out that that was affecting all the hormones, wasn't it? And so I've got to get that in the right balance for everything else then to work well in my system.
So on the DNA test, that's where you found out that you were quite a slow detoxifier of caffeine, and that's why coffee was having such a big impact on you. So finding that out, what else did you find out from your genetic profile?
Also that I had an intolerance to gluten, which I believe is very common in midlife. And yes, because actually I would probably live on toast in the morning, you know, good pasta, you know, not white pasta, whole grain pasta, but I was having a lot of bread, a lot of crackers, oat cakes and all that sort of stuff. So I was really very high gluten. Mm. And, you know, that was, I had quite a large intolerance to that. So I had gone completely gluten free, and I don't miss the gluten actually. After 3 months, I realized that my brain had cleared, and I'd been trying to set up this company of mine for a couple of years, and I just couldn't work out how to do it. And I kept saying to my parents, what is wrong with me? Why can't I get this, you know, lovely company that I know is going to do well, get it off the ground? I can't see how to do it. And they kept saying, well, you've got a lot of issues and stress and, you know, with the boys and house moves. So I just thought, oh, it'll pass. But it never really did until I addressed the coffee and the gluten and the sugar and, you know, lots of things. So you're not dipping down and up during the day, because I'd reach for that bar of chocolate at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Absolutely. So actually, tell us a little bit about your new venture, because actually you've now actually launched it.
Yes. So it's called Embrace Over 40. So what I wanted to do, because I was going through all these changes myself, and I'm quite fit and healthy, and I thought, well, if I'm struggling with how to exercise, how to shift this weight, how to feel better, how to feel well, what are other people doing that can't, that really don't have all that research and knowledge that I've got? And a lot of my friends were saying, I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, I'm gaining weight on my stomach and under my arms, and I'm doing exactly what I've always done in the gym, and I'm eating the same as I've always done. And I could finally say, oh, well, I know why. So my company offers consultation, and then I can put a bespoke package together for them, not just fitness, but, you know, ideas of what they can be eating.
Yeah.
But also their environment that they're in, you know, how they live and what they're wearing, all to do with self-esteem, just lift that up a little bit.
That's amazing that, you know, you've actually worked on yourself to get you feeling better so that now you can give back to others and actually help them to go through that same transformation, right?
Yeah, exactly that.
Amazing, amazing. So my last question is, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Well, it was worth it just to sleep, you know. And to work out that the one thing that I craved, the coffee, was the one thing that was impacting so much on my life. So sorted that out. Yeah. And I do feel that whole brain fog thing has just gone. It's amazing.
Well, it's incredible that you're now, you know, really embraced your purpose, and you're doing this whole amazing thing for women over 40. So that's music to my ears as well, because that's what my audience are needing help with too. So good luck with it, Katie, and
thanks
so much. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Nikki. All the best.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and do spread the word to any women in your life that you think would benefit. If you'd like to get in touch with me about how we can help you, do visit happywomansforlife.com/contact. See you next time.